This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come to an end, as it were, and that's part of the signal that we get here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the 10 items, the stories, and the people that are on the list. We'll review them for you, and then we'll talk about them. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles to talk about things that are important to her, and then there's Jay Kirshner, who's also here to talk about things that she has found push her buttons, social media things. This week, I want to say hello to people listening to the program: Fred Shirley, Celia Weller, Kathy Terrell, Tisha McCoy, let's see who else, Dave and Howard and all those people. Hi. Welcome to our review of what's going on, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The story list and the people list are published every week at gooddayshow.com and on talkers.com. And so what we do sometimes is take license with each of the stories as they come up. Sometimes I just go through the list of the people in the stories, and then we go back and take most of them apart as we can. The story list includes what's going on in the world of sports. Number nine, rights of people, race relations, that sort of thing. The climate as it applies to the hurricane season, but there's also some earthquakes that are happening that people have been talking about this week. COVID is seven. Crime, number six, not much punishment, but a lot of crime, especially in California. Number five, right? Yeah. Immigration, another problem. I suppose all these things on the story list are problems. That's why we're talking about them. Politics and the elections, number four. Russia and Ukraine, number three. Trump and his legal woes, number two. And the economy and trying to borrow money. There you go. Good luck to you on that score. All right, so Jennifer, the people list. Show me the people list. Mahsa Amini, the lady that died at the hands of our friendly folks in the... this was a Saudi Arabia story, wasn't it? Wasn't it Saudi Arabia where she got arrested for improper...
Iran.
Iran. Okay, well, it's better. You'd expect it more there even than Saudi Arabia. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, they seem to always find themselves in the spotlight. Number nine, John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, they're running for Pennsylvania Senate. Marco Rubio, who do you think is going to win that, Jennifer? Just out of the curiosity, you've watched
Fetterman and Oz?
Yeah.
I think it's going to, okay, so I think that one's going to be really tight. I think early on the momentum was with Oz. I think if Oz doesn't win, he's done something wrong with his campaign. I mean, this Fetterman, first of all, he's very, very, very liberal. Some of this, he's talking about letting people out of prison, a lot of like criminal stuff that we
should
like,
be running
kind
in
of
California.
Stuff, yeah, that we see in California, and I don't know how that translates in Pennsylvania. And then part two of that is he's recovering from a pretty significant stroke, and there are questions about his physical state. So if Oz doesn't win, it's on him.
Right.
But I think that he's been falling victim to what a lot of candidates do, where they are so worried about how people brand them that instead
Trump
of just making it about the issues, they spend way too much time either hiding out or flip-flopping around. So there's plenty of time, and he should win, but I think this is going to be the closest race, actually, in the country. It's going to be Fetterman and Oz. I think
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I
we'll
think
see
Georgia
that.
And Pennsylvania are pretty tight right now.
All right, so number seven is Marco Rubio and Val Demings. What do you make of that situation?
I think it's a serious challenge for him, but I think Rubio will ultimately win. Florida has had a significant shift in demographics and people's ideology, but I think Val Demings is actually a pretty popular character because she does have an attachment to law enforcement.
Yeah.
So of anybody who could challenge him, it's a serious one, but I do think Rubio will win, probably.
All right, Putin is six.
What do I know? I just have a crystal ball with a crack in it.
There you go. Trump's kids are five. Letitia James is four. Jerome Powell is
none of them will win their Senate races, by the way.
No, they will not. They're all out. Trump isn't going to win either. Number two, and Joe Biden, he shouldn't win. Again, the both of them should be gonzo. All right. So that's that story. Before we get into the deep thick of it with our charts, I thought I'd get some thoughts from you on the news anchor who was suspended for criticizing the treatment of a former co-anchor on KTLA in Los Angeles.
I just read about this last night. I heard the rumblings. It's very funny you brought it up because there was a, really, I think she's popular because I like her. I don't know how much she ever, Lynette Romero. Yeah. I think she seems very sweet. She's been on The Weeknd forever. And it was made, the announcement was made that she was going to be leaving and going on to other things. They didn't do a lot of pomp and circumstance, but, you know, wish you well, bye-bye, but we're not giving you a chance to say goodbye. Apparently, behind the scenes, Lynette Romero was wanting to get off The weekends, and she wanted to be a weekday anchor, and her bosses said, nope, don't have a spot for you. It's The weekends or nothing. So she said, fine, I've got an offer from the NBC affiliate. I'm out of here. So she leaves. And
she got the job at the NBC affiliate?
Yeah, and she, I think so. That's what I've read, is that she's got another job at NBC. So, you know, it's better for her, and I understand that. I think she probably wanted loyalty from KTLA because she had been there a really long time. It was kind of one of the workhorses.
I think I remember her. Yeah,
right. Yeah, she's great. I mean, she's great. She's been around a long time. So Channel 5 says, we miss her, we love her, whatever. They write something up for her co-host on The weekends to say, and apparently this guy goes off script and is like, KTLA stinks, and we're sorry, Lynette, and you're my best friend.
So you got a place for him over at the other studio, at the other station, too?
Yeah, but at first I thought, well, that's kind of sweet. You know, we really loved her, and he went down with the ship, but I think he might be a little nutty. He rented a plane that said, we miss you, Lynette, and had it flown over Channel 5.
Oh, that was a lot.
And was trying to pitch the producers on showing it. And the producers were like, no, we're not showing your plane flying over. Sorry. And so I guess that's when he got mad. And that's when he went on this, like, off-the-page
rant. The bus.
So how does... He was also saying that the viewers deserved more notice or more of an explanation. And also, she deserved to say her own goodbyes. They deserved to hear the goodbyes from her because she was so beloved.
But if you look at how it's handled on radio
TV, it's like, here's your box. Let me
see, very few people get to say goodbye. They fire,
I agree.
And they're gone.
I think that's something, as a viewer or as a listener to a radio show, you're like, okay, I'm not crazy. My favorite person just disappeared. Where are they? Right. And I think you're better off dealing with it. But I also know I've been in that position where I've had the management make a change about my co-host or even my status on this program. And you don't always want to like you don't always want to address
cute.
It.
Yeah. Very cute.
Oh, but also social media.
Well, management may make a decision to do the other thing, too. How's that? Change it back to what it was. Okay, so anyway, that's the thing. What I was trying to figure out, probably the most well-known and popular person on television in Los Angeles is a guy that does entertainment. He's been there forever and ever and ever. Sam Rubin is who I'm talking about. He's like, he's there. He's that.
He's a staple,
he's a station.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what did he have to say about all this? He gave his mouth shut?
No, he just read the statement from management on his part of the show. And so that's where they read the statement, and we love Lynette, and she's moving on, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It was her co-host that went,
no,
like,
Sam.
Oh, you suck. The station sucks. Yeah. Everybody sucks. Bring back.
Where's my new job? All right. All right. On the frontier of crime, number six, murders are declining, but other crimes are disrupting. Everybody's getting killed. All right, so we'll talk about crime number six as we continue here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. 17 at the hour, talk radio review. Jennifer Horn is here. Jake Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing a... Let's talk, we bounce around here a little bit. I made reference to Mahsa Amini, who was the subject of an interview by Christian Amanpour, who's one of the most prolific gas bags on television. She apparently was supposed to talk to the Iranian president about this. And other things, the protests, there are a lot of protests going on in Iran, thank heavens, because of this and other things. The Iranians are waking up to what's going on. The Iranian population is very educated, and they, you know, they're almost
and
stumbling
very
over
westernized.
Themselves. Yeah, except for the Ayatollah, who's like a little bit right of Attila the Hun.
And all the law enforcement that follow him.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the report that I saw was that she was Amanpour was supposed to interview the president of Iran, but she refused to wear a headpiece, a headscarf, for the interview. And so the guy said, "No, I'm not talking to you if you don't wear. If you're not going to be respectful of the law, the rule for women." And so that was the end of that. So one. When she was told when she went into it, according to her anyway, that there were no conditions on her appearance that she would appear as she normally does. But that wasn't the case. So anyway, I don't have much to do about nothing or not. As I said,
well, it's
I think
because a woman, so just to kind of fill that story out, because it's an important one, this woman was killed by Iranian police when she was, I guess they took her into custody because she was not properly clothed or whatever they wanted to say about her. But they killed her, and there have been rioting, a lot of riots in Iran, lots of upheaval, where I think that Christiane Amanpour probably missed an opportunity is that you know that the Ayatollah is not going to meet with you without the what they deem to be the proper dressing, right? I mean, that's just how it is in Iran. Maybe she could have asked some difficult questions had she done it. I'm not suggesting that she should have or she didn't. That's a very personal decision. She could decide, I have a really big issue with the headscarf and the covering of faces and all that stuff. But if you want to get to the meat and you want to ask some hard questions of the Ayatollah, you know what you're going to have to do to get in the room. And that's not a surprise. You know how you're going to get there to ask those questions.
Right. Yeah. All right. What I'm surprised about, and I would say this to Michael Harrison, that there is no reference in here to the funeral of the Queen.
I know. I still think that was one of the biggest stories.
Oh, it was.
It was, yeah.
Right. And then the whole business about the children of William and Kate using a new last name after the death of the Queen. The three children, the 12 great-grandchildren taking on a new last name. So why do they do that?
That's what Harry and William, they when they were students in school, they used the last name Wales as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now they're going to be consistent. The whole family's consistent.
Well, and then it went to, what was it, like Harry, Meghan Markle, and their children are Mountbatten Windsors, which is kind of the actual or more official last name of anybody in the royal family who does not have an otherwise noted title, because the royal family doesn't really need to use last names.
No, I guess not. It's going to be kind of shaky, though, when it comes to your own ego and your own understanding of who you are, I guess. Okay, 21 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 at the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Stepp. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, what? Are you okay? Oh, my gosh.
He was out in the rain for so many hours yesterday.
What?
And
yeah,
it, like, went straight into his bones.
Right into my bones and into my voice. So,
oh, my poor thing.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, here we are with Donald Trump in the focus, number two this week on the story list. This has had solid engagement from our listeners, as you might expect. So in terms of our own social media, your responses, you can read and go to our Facebook and Instagram pages, or you can, better yet, contribute. The social media, Facebook and Instagram addresses at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. So, the chances of Trump winning a second term. This looks like wishful thinking on the part of some of our, and I'd say that as my own editorial comment, because it's not what I wish for, but let's see where we come out. Let's see where the majority rests here. We kind of know what the audience is like in most of the world of News Talk Radio. So what do you have here?
Regarding if he were to run again, does he actually have a possibility of winning? Sidney Houghton says in the New York Minute he did a pretty good job in the past, in my opinion. Marianne Mosher says Donald Trump is a businessman, and we need people who know how to run things, not just ideas and social experiments. The Democrats go after him every day, not because he has done anything wrong, but because he knows how corrupt they are. The corruption is on both sides, and he promises to call it out.
That is true.
Well, and there were a lot of comments that were not just one-sided. There were some from people who don't necessarily identify with either of the primary political parties. It's more third-party stuff, like who is it? We'll go into the next one. Johnny Powell says he would win because the people we have in office now are just running this country into the ground. And I say that knowing that I really don't like either party or the people that they will have running. So it wasn't
universal.
It wasn't just kind of like top Trump supporters or specifically on the right or specifically against Trump or on the left, it's nice seeing more well-rounded thoughts. Yeah. We have Tisha McCoy, who says, I think it depends on whose name the Democrat Party throws into the hat for the 2024 race. If the candidate can play on that, that party's emotions, they'll vote for him or her for simply that reason alone. America needs a hero, and it's going to depend on who is the quote-unquote bigger hero for their party.
So who's a hero that's not Trump or Biden or Clinton? Who's there? Is Pete...
On the Democrat side?
Yeah, what you decide?
I don't know. I think the Democrats have a tough bench right now. I mean, the one that they're looking to give the biggest threat is a guy that I think is awful, and that's Gavin Newsom. He's got all the buzz about being the candidate for Democrats.
What a damn nightmare. I don't know about that.
I think you're probably better off going with someone who's not as well-known, you know, that's more likable.
And there's a lot of conversation and debate whether or not the 2024 election could be Newsom versus DeSantis.
I know. I don't even care about that. You know what I care about? Newsom versus Kamala Harris. I'm just telling you right now, for the primary spot, pop your popcorn because these two are dirty players and they will come after each other
dirt,
hard.
Complete dirt.
Oh,
Terry Morgan says he has a chance. I guess he's talking about Trump, right?
Yeah, yeah. Trump has a chance, but the nonstop attacks have made it a coin flip. Trump may be a cost of personality, but he has done a much better job than the current administration.
I don't doubt that. I'm not going to argue with that. I think that is correct. That is a correct statement. It's his personality that gets in the way of him being able to do great things instead of some good things. 28 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitran organization.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is ordering 100% of Puerto Rico's hurricane damage to be financially covered over the next 30 days. The U.S. territory can use all the help it can get. Puerto Rico continues to bounce from crisis to crisis. The territory and its 3 million residents has a 41% poverty rate last year. 928,000 homes still have no power. On Friday, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier and ships from its strike group docked at a naval base in the southern port city of Busan, ahead of joint drills with South Korean forces. North Korea has announced previous U.S. military deployments and joint drills as rehearsals for war and proof of hostile policies by Washington and Seoul. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
We have isolated Russia in the United Nations.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Steffen's Good Day Show.
So here's a focus on a young scientist, Jay, who worked in the jungles of Thailand, who's now been awarded a national prize for his invention of a $2 paper microscope.
Mm-hmm. Huh? So that the scientists don't have to haul all of the heavy equipment.
A $2 paper microscope? I would like to see how that works.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we are at 34 at the hour, working on the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 19th to 23rd. Jennifer Horn in attendance, along with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen for your listening and dancing pleasure. Let's get to crime, shall we? So this went viral this week. TikTok runner documenting a strange person following her. Here's another one. 8 mile run she takes every day. I was talking with some friends last night who go out running every day, 8-10 miles. And more they're finding people. This is kind of scary for Samantha McIntyre. A situation in Idaho. She documents her journey, ladies. Mm-hmm. Preparing for a marathon, and she noticed a man driving a red truck around
basically
her.
Hanging out his window as he drove past her.
Looking at her, lech that he was. Right. So she documents the entire experience in a TikTok video, which now has almost 9 million views.
Wow.
So what are people seeing? Is it entertainment? Is it a warning? Is
it something?
Because people get paranoid about people that are around them.
Absolutely. And she's already documenting it because she's sharing her journey for that half marathon as she prepares. And so she was already kind of doing stuff with it. And then when this guy drives by, it was really creepy and it made her nervous. But then he turns around and drives past her a few more times. Yeah. And she's like, okay, this is not okay. She wants to cut her run short. And then he's parked a little bit closer to her vehicle where she would have to pass his vehicle and him to get to her car. And then she's even saying in her TikTok video, like, I don't even think I can do that. I don't feel safe. I need to call my parents and have them come pick me up because this is just ridiculous. And she is still preparing. She's not letting this experience deter her, but now she carries mace, she carries a whistle, she carries a personal alarm. And I think it's one of those things that no matter what time of day you are running or doing anything, you should have some of these devices with you. And it seems like more and more people
are.
But it's true. I mean, think about this. Think about the poor woman who gets picked up and murdered by the guy in Memphis. Remember, near the
was that about
university?
4 a.m. She was running?
Yeah, she was out at 4:30 in the morning with her jog. And I appreciate the fact that you want to go out there and run, and it sucks that you have to think about these things. But you know what? I wouldn't go out in my neighborhood right now. I just scurry off to my car when I have to go to work in the morning because it's dark now, and it's you just got to take care of yourself.
You do. There are times where I'm out running errands with Mac, and I will get in the back seat with him and then put him in his car seat from the back seat of the car rather than leaning in through the door, because sometimes you're always hearing about people being carjacked when they were just loading groceries or different things like that. And it's so sad that we even have to think this way.
Sure is.
You have to be prepared.
In league with this number six story, at the end of the week, Alabama halted an execution because they couldn't get a needle into the arm of this convicted killer named Alan Miller. They couldn't. So if you can't get a needle into him, then what do you do with him? I guess that's the question. And, you know, I get back to this whole business about, is he really guilty? Boy, he sure looks guilty. I mean, you look at he looks guilty. So under the circumstances, this is the question. Should there be an alternative way? We've decided to be gentle and calm and to put people to sleep, executing them. But most of the time, the reason that they're there is for some violent ending to one or more human beings, whether it be with a gun, a knife, something like that.
That we're not given the chance to decide how they'd like to go.
Right. So in this circumstance, are we a better country? Or should we just do, this is what Iran does, however you kill somebody, they'll kill you the same way. Maybe that's a little crude.
I don't like that, by the way. I don't hate that.
I don't either.
I struggle with the death penalty because, I believe in protecting life. But at the same time, you people who take away other people's rights, and my stance kind of switched when one of my very good friends' grandparents killed by Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, a serial killer in Los Angeles, and she told me the only thing that would give her that completion and that closure was to be in the room when he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds dark and sick and weird, but it was real for her. And, so how can you not honor that from all those people that were victimized?
Yep.
It's a tough one, though.
All right. In conjunction with that number six, six and five tied together on this one. Apparently, the luxury jewelry store in Beverly Hills got heisted this week by a bunch of immigrants, or at least it looks that way. I don't know if they're legal or illegal. They stole $5 million worth of jewelry from this store. I think this store is on Wiltshire, if I remember correctly, or that street that's right off of it where the grill is.
This is happening to stores all over the place. I went and got my nails done this week, finally, after like 4 weeks. I was way overdue. And the poor guy, they're brand new owners of this salon. They said someone broke into their store overnight and stole the ATM, sawed into the ATM machine.
The ATM machine?
To get the money out.
Wow.
I mean, like, this is just so commonplace in L.A. It's smash and grab. People are taking whatever they can get. They're emboldened because no one's getting prosecuted because we have a terrible DA. And it's just, it's a free-for-all. It's really, really awful.
Sounds like a bad version of Beverly Hills Cop when you look around at some of these people who were involved in this. They arrested all of them, apparently. Some of them were from L.A., some of them were from Barstow, and coming into town. Just for, what did I say?
Barstow.
I said Barstow. Yeah, okay.
Barstow.
All right. I'm being corrected by the lady who knows linguistics in Los Angeles.
Yeah, just names of towns.
All right. Number four, this is something that we ought to spend some time on, the political realities of who's running against whom. DeSantis and Greg Abbott, Fetterman and Dr. Oz, Rubio versus Demings, Putin versus... No, he's not running. Okay. So... let's get to that after we review some very important messages that you're going to hear right now.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Let's see, we're at number four, right? 43 past the hour, talk radio review, Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen going through some of the nuance of the charts. So in terms of the election and the running DeSantis and Abbott and Fetterman and Oz, so, well, Abbott and DeSantis aren't together necessarily for political reasons. It has more to do with the flight from nowhere to nowhere, or flights. But there's nothing, is there, everything's been said about that, hasn't it? I mean, what else can you say?
Well, it's just kind of interesting. If I'm Greg Abbott this week, I'm pretty ticked because he's been shipping illegal immigrants to D.C., to New York.
Nobody got any attention.
Chicago, and nobody cared. He's screaming, hey, we got a problem. He's getting like 7,000 people a day into Texas that he's trying to figure out what to do with. He's in a real crisis. Ron DeSantis gets up there, sends 48 people on a private jet on vacation to Martha's Vineyard, and all of a sudden, like, people... And that tells you something. Why do people on the left in the mainstream news media go crazy over two people? Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. What is it about those two that triggers people more than Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham,
Nonsense.
Tim Scott, right?
Marco Rubio. Yeah.
Marco Rubio.
We sort of talked about these races earlier on, so I don't want to spend too much more time on it. But I do want to, with regard to Trump and the legal, number three, Putin, this speech, first prime minister of Putin's presidency believes that his decree to partially mobilize the Russian population is the end of him. And if you kind of nosed around this week and you paid attention, the young people who have been pretty supportive, thanks to whatever is on social media, now are turning because their friends, people that they know, are getting enlisted or being conscripted to go fight, and they don't want to. So you think that's what's changing it, ladies?
I think Russia's really an interesting scenario because we don't really know what's going on there because just the way they control the media and we don't know what the population really thinks. I believe that he still has a large amount of support. And I know that because of people that I've heard from who have families still in Russia. He's a large, large swath.
So you're not buying that this is the end for him?
No, I don't think it's the end for him. But I do think he's got a morale problem. His troops are leaving their uniforms behind and taking off. They don't want to do this anymore.
Or they're going to fight for the Ukrainians. That's happened on more than one occasion. All right, so anyway, that's that story. Number two, the situation with Trump. He said this week, Trump said that it doesn't have to be that... presidents can declassify documents just by thinking.
They can. Presidents. I mean, it sounds funny to say. He said it in a crude way. But presidents can declassify documents by just having them in their possession. They can declassify them.
Mm-hmm. So there's the latest Trump. Trump and January 6th seem to be hand in hand, right? When the discussion of Trump comes up and all of his legal problems, there seems to be always a reference back to January 6th for some reason or another. I noticed that a judge this week sentenced Timothy Hale, is it Cusinelli, who sported a Hitler mustache because he idolized Hitler.
Charming.
Got four years in prison for his conviction, five charges stemming from the Capitol riot. So, did you see the pictures of this guy?
No.
His hair? You gotta be nuts. His mustache, exactly like Hitler's. He kinda looks like Hitler's kid. In a manner of speaking, the way his hair is, and his mustache is.
Charlie Chaplin have the same mustache?
Charlie Chaplin? He did kinda. But he was pre-Hitler. Maybe that's how Hitler decided to do his mustache All right, number one this week, the situation with inflation, the economy slowing down, the Fed decides to raise interest rates. If you're trying to buy a house now, this is what will sort of slow the market down, although where I am. The market is slower, that is, we don't have people offering $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over list, but we have people offering list, and there are more cash buyers around than there used to be, it would seem. But still, borrowing money is an issue for people who want to keep the economy going. And I don't understand this. I really don't. There's something wrong, I guess, with my head that I don't understand how rising interest rates, slowing down housing, which is the number one indicator of a healthy economy, what does that do?
It's supposed to cool down inflation. It's supposed to cool the market down.
Well, we'd cool down inflation if we didn't spend so damn much money in the federal government.
The way it works, because it can work really quickly. You've got arguments for even raising the interest rate more over the like a full percentage point. But the only way it works is if you have someone willing to stop spending, and I don't think we do right now. We have someone who wants to continue to spend. You need a good candidate. I don't care who it is, Republican, Democrat, Trump, DeSantis, whoever. It needs to be someone who is not afraid to go in and makes cuts. And we need a Congress who's not afraid to vote those cuts into law. We need to tighten the belt straps. It's the only way we're out of control with all the spending.
Right. And where does the money come from?
And no Republican wants to do that, and no Democrat wants to do that because it's not popular. They like to hand people free gifts instead of take things away.
It's not free. Hello. Wake up, everybody. It's not free unless you're a freeloader and you're not paying any taxes at all. But that's hard for anybody because there are all kinds of taxes that we all have to pay. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Talk about cars. It's Car Talk, my own version of Car Talk with my pal, and I really do. I appreciate Nick. I wish we lived closer because we'd have a lot of fun together because I love cars. I love talking about cars, and it's pretty obvious that Nick does as well, so we share a lot. And so Nick is here at the behest of rautoexpert.com, his websites. The stealing of Ford Mustangs has become a problem. People are stealing these. Am I reading this correctly? Thieves are stealing the cars from the plant?
Yeah, from Flat Rock, where they make the Mustang. This has become a thing in Detroit or in the vicinities of where they make these vehicles, also in Ohio where they make the Wrangler. There's this sort of, and I can only presume it's some kind of organized crime around the factories where they make vehicles. They get into the factories in the sort of vicinity of the factories, just outside where they make the vehicles. And as these vehicles sit on the lots outside, once they're finished, they always, of course, put the key. The keys aren't kept separately from the vehicles because that would be way too complicated.
Right.
And they get into them and they drive them off.
How do they get out? Most of the, for example, the General Motors plant that's in Framingham, when they built it in the 1960s, it had barbed wire all around. It had like 12-foot, all around the plant was a 12-foot fence. And then on top of that was barbed wire, and it was like a prison. And it was interesting because the state prison was across the street from the GM plant. It looked like you're going to the same place. So how the heck can they get those, how do they get the cars out of there?
Well, there's obviously security, but it's obviously, as we not talk about this, not good enough.
Right. Yeah.
So this is becoming a problem. They have hit the same Flat Rock Ford plant when they make the Mustang twice in the last several years. And they've done the same to Jeep, and they've done the same to GM. So it's becoming a recurring problem, and obviously they're going to have to beef up security. So, but
are they selling these cars on the black market? Are they putting them on boats and shipping them overseas so they can't be traced? Where are these things going?
Yeah, they're going to have to go overseas because obviously the paperwork isn't readily available with them, and you can't register them because those numbers aren't in the system anywhere. So they definitely have to be black marketed unless they're changing out the, I don't know quite how it works from that point onwards because those numbers are, you know, how do you register a stolen car?
Well, they're now stamped into the frame. They didn't used to, there used to be a sticker on the door that would tell you what the serial number was, yada, yada. But now, in a couple of places, including under the hood on the rail that goes, that holds the radiator in, and then there's another place that's on, right by the transmission under on the chassis. Isn't the serial number stamped there, too? Do I remember hearing that?
Yeah, and sometimes now some of the parts are being stamped with them as well. I think they're starting to do catalytic converters as well now. So.
Right. All right, so moving into where you see the real action, my friend who owns now two Jeep dealerships was driving what they call a Rubicon the other day. And I said, what are you driving this for? He said, this is the most popular Jeep around. You can't get any of them. And he was driving and he had some time on Nantucket, so he took the thing back. He took it down there and had a lot of fun with it. But these things look like they are, they're tanks and they're expensive, are they not? These Jeeps, some of the Jeeps are very expensive. It's almost like buying a Porsche or some other high-end car. Isn't it?
They can be. I mean, you load them up. They some of these have these big old V8 engines in. They get around 400 horsepower. I mean, these are now sought after high performance vehicles, and of course, they are famous for off roading and taking the American troops
and
to
being
front
expensive. You got to pay a lot more money for them over stickers, still, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Americans want these vehicles, and they are, they have the highest over sticker price in America. They are the number one vehicle. The Wrangler is the number one vehicle that people are willing to pay more than the asking price from the dealer. So, they are the most popular vehicle right now to pay more for.
But you also can buy a Porsche at pretty, stiff prices too, right?
Yeah, so you would think that it would be the exotics that would get more over sticker than anything else because there's less of them and they're sort of more the dream car that you would have on the poster in the bedroom wall. But no, Jeep's number one, Porsche's number two, and then it sort of spreads out between the exotic cars.
All right, Nick Miles, check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com, 59 past the hour.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.